The public press. Newspaper notices and articles of various lengths appeared throughout the United States, from the Bay Area, where San Francisco and Oakland papers gave good space, to New York, where a respectable item was published in the New York Times. The careful work done well in advance of her death bore fruit, for the leading newspapers had materials, prepared largely at Elmshaven, in hand when they received telegraph notice of her death. Ellen White's hometown newspaper, the St. Helena Star, on its front page printed a large photograph and gave 33 column inches to tell the story of her life, work, and death. The San Francisco Chronicle and the Oakland Tribune each gave 15 column inches, selecting materials from the sheets furnished from Elmshaven. The Mountain View Register Leader was perhaps the most generous, with 147 column inches used to present the story, together with the two-column picture of Ellen White. The Detroit News Tribune gave 7 inches. The Battle Creek papers gave full coverage to the story. The Battle Creek Evening News allotted 44 inches and the Battle Creek Inquirer, 107 inches. The Moon Journal was also generous with its coverage. Of course, the Battle Creek papers had not only the news of her life and work but also the story of the funeral, as well, all of interest to those who lived in the city where Ellen White had so long resided and worked in earlier years. These papers quoted from the life sketch given by Elder A.G. Daniels. One paper published extensive excerpts from S.N. Haskell's funeral sermon. Taking note of some of the reports, we observe. The St. Helena Star, July 23, 1915. Leader of Adventists dead. Mrs. Ellen G. White passes away after over 70 years of Christian labor. At 3:40 o'clock last Friday afternoon, at her home, Elmshaven, near St. Helena, Mrs. Ellen Gould White, leader and one of the founders of the Seventh-day Adventist Church, passed from this life to that reward promised the followers of Jesus Christ. DF 758. Then follows a biographical account and a resume of denominational accomplishments, in membership, nearly 100,000, 37 publishing houses, 34 sanitariums, 70 intermediate schools, academies, and colleges, and 510 elementary schools scattered all over the world. Mrs. White's work as an author was mentioned, noting that some of her writings had been translated into 36 languages. The report concluded, "The prevailing sentiment of the speakers who addressed the congregations at St. Helena and at Richmond was that Mrs. White's most enduring monument, aside from her godly life and conversation, was her published works, which tend to the purest morality, lead to Christ and to the Bible, and bring comfort and consolation to many a weary heart. She hath done what she could, and now, being dead, she yet speaketh." The Mountain View Register Leader, July 23, 1915. Mrs. E. G. White, eminent Seventh-day Adventist dead. Interesting sketch of the life and works of this very remarkable woman. Mrs. Ellen Gould White, prominent teacher, counselor, and writer among Seventh-day Adventists, passed away at her home at Elmshaven, St. Helena, on last Friday, July 16th. At 3:40 p.m. she had been critically ill for some time, and the end came quietly. DF 758. This news story included references to the visions, and Loughborough's statement at the Elmshaven funeral concerning her condition in vision as he witnessed it. It also included a report of an interview with W.C. White concerning the visions, and his account of the January 3, 1875. Vision in which she was shown printing presses in different parts of the world. This was quite natural inasmuch as Pacific Press, the denomination's large West Coast plant, was in the town. The report indicates that in honor of Ellen White, Pacific Press was closed the Monday morning after her death. The New York Times, July 17, 1915. Seventh-day founder dies. Mrs. Ellen G. White, Adventist, was regarded as a prophetess. St. Helena, California, July 16. Mrs. Ellen G. White, one of the founders of the Seventh-day Adventists, died here today, aged 88. She was widely known among members of that denomination, and by many she was regarded as their prophetess. She is survived by two sons, James Edson White of Marshall, Michigan, and William C. White. Then followed a brief life sketch of about 175 words. The story closed with a statement of her beliefs and work. She believed in the ultimate annihilation of the wicked. She traveled extensively, and besides traveling all over this country, spent 2 years in Europe and 9 in Australia, making converts. Mrs. White wrote 40 books whose circulation is said to have been more than 1,500,000 copies, and her writings were translated into 40 languages. DF 756, News Coverage of the Death of Ellen White. The Battle Creek Evening News, July 24, 1915. 4,000 at funeral services of Mother White. Tabernacle is crowded this morning by her followers and friends. Many from out of town. Churches in this vicinity come in a body. DF 758. Then followed a report of the funeral services in the tabernacle and burial at Oak Hill Cemetery. The paper gave good space to a review of Ellen White's life, in which her contributions in medical and educational work were featured. This is quite understandable considering the proximity of the Battle Creek Sanitarium. The coverage continued. For the good of the race. Her writings present the most comprehensive views regarding temperance reform, the laws of life and health, and the use of rational, effective remedies for the treatment of sickness and disease. The adoption of these principles has placed the people with whom she worked in the front ranks with others who are advocating sane temperance reforms, and working for the physical improvement of mankind. Nor is the social status of the human family lost sight of. Slavery, the caste system, unjust racial prejudices, the oppression of the poor, the neglect of the unfortunate, are set forth as unchristian and a serious menace to the well-being of the human race. The responsibilities of the church in both home and foreign mission service are given the greatest prominence in the writings of Mrs. White. Every member of the body is admonished to be a light in the world, a blessing to those with whom he may associate.